Block Party, a Minecraft podcast, episode 136. We're your hosts, Bearded Sloth
and Little C.
Get all our info at theblockpartymc.com.
Now let's get the block party started.
Hey, Little C, we are starting the party early today.
And yet I'm more tired than usual.
Why are you tired?
I don't know.
I don't know why you're tired. I guess just being a teenager, you're just perpetually tired.
It seems that way.
But we are recording this earlier. It is Friday afternoon. We haven't even had dinner yet. I don't know if this is going to go well. My stomach might start growling here. So if you hear a weird noise, that's probably what it is.
It's not an earthquake. It's just Bearded Sloth's stomach.
That's right. All right. I'm excited to talk about Minecraft this week. Like always, I love Minecraft. Minecraft is life. You guys, you listeners, love talking about Minecraft. And we love your comments. And we want to know what you want to talk about. Make sure you join our Discord. Get your comments in every week so we can talk about them. Or you can email us. What is that email, Little C?
Contact at theblockpartymc.com.
I'm glad you could remember that. All right, let's get to our comments of the week. Do you want to read the first one or the second one, Little C?
I'll read the first one because neither of us will be able to pronounce the name, but it's like Yo-Gut, but I'm reading it as yogurt. My brain just sees that and is like, that is yogurt.
I kind of see it as yogurt. And you say it fast, so it just sounds like yogurt.
Yogurt.
No, anyways, welcome to this show. Welcome to the comments. What is their comment?
This is an idea for a new block. It could be called the Mixer. You could craft it with a crafting table in the middle and copper blocks around the outside. You would put grain, wheat, and seeds, and a golden carrot, and you would make horse food. You would put horse food in a cauldron, and the nearest horse would eat from it. It would give the horse speed 2 for 10 minutes and give the horse an attack called Kick that would deal 9 health points. The attack would last forever, and you could tell a horse had that attack if they had horseshoes.
Okay. Well, that's a very detailed idea. I don't know. Like, giving...
That seems too complicated for Minecraft.
Well, giving a mob the ability, I'm thinking not even... I know you said horses here, but I'm trying to think of something that we might already have that kind of... does any kind of mechanics like this.
The closest thing would be villagers or workstations.
And maybe, yeah. Well, yeah, it's kind of a mixture between villagers with workstations and possibly dogs and attacking stuff for you and cats and things like that, right? Like having pets. And the horse becomes a pet, so I could see it attacking. And then a modifier... by eating its this new mixer contraption there. That's a really interesting idea. I don't think of crazy new ideas like that. I usually try to implement stuff that's kind of already in the game. I guess I did add donuts to Minecraft, but it doesn't do a lot, right? I don't like adding a lot of effects and stuff when I add new things. I like to try to keep the vanilla feel, if that makes sense. And I feel this is... way modded. Now, something for a mod, this sounds awesome if you're playing modded Minecraft.
It feels like this does feel like something they might add in modern Minecraft update stuff, but I don't really like it. Like for vanilla Minecraft, I think it's a bit too advanced.
I do like the idea of feeding your horse from, you know, a trough or something, essentially, right? From this mixer thing. I could see that, or even your dogs. Like, you got to keep your dogs and they could
have a food bowl.
Yeah, they could eat themselves without you actually interacting with them to heal up or something. I could maybe see that, you know, food bowl for cats and dogs and horses in this case, that kind of thing. Maybe something like that. I like what you're thinking, and I love the creativity in your thought process. All right, our next comment comes from Kangamar. We thought we'd give ourselves a challenge, so started a world with the new mutants add-on. Wow, it is hard. There are these giant fire-breathing chickens that terrorize us as they spawn during the day, so you are never safe while exploring. And the mutants at night are even worse. We've had to build strong fortifications so we can have safe areas to grow crops and breed animals. It's really interesting being terrified so much. Holy Bookworm would have a heart attack playing against them.
I think I would have a heart attack by the sounds of this.
Yeah, this sounds terrifying. I have not tried any of the add-ons yet, really. And the things like this, and just like we were talking about modded Minecraft, and that's what add-ons essentially are. And they're cool and they're fun. I have tried some of the world downloads before, before they had these add-ons for any world, like the Jurassic Park one I played for a while, the Disney World one for a while, and they're fun. But I did try an add-on that was not in the marketplace one time, and it added creatures kind of like what you're describing here. I was terrified the whole time, and I was even in creative, so there was nothing to be scared of.
I think for like mods that I've played a few Java mod packs that were like scary and stuff, but I've never really played a scary Minecraft one. I've played a few horror games. I'm not good with horror games because any tiny jump scare will make me fly out of my chair. So I don't like scary things. I get scared too easily.
We got to get into watching scary movies or something.
No.
Oh, do you think that, you know, talking about scared stuff, it's kind of scary that Minecraft is releasing a movie here pretty soon, hopefully, next couple of years.
And
anyways.
It's a live action movie.
I think that's going to be kind of scary in itself, especially if we have zombies and creeper, live action creepers.
So from what the leaks things that have been, because Jack Black's in it as like the, I think he's playing Steve from all the sources, and I think they're all credible sources. And a lot of that, but he said that the movie is like pre-Minecraft, so maybe it's like a weird story like thing, and like it's gonna be weird. I think it'll be good in the end, but I think it's gonna be a really weird thing until it comes out. Like all the ideas are just gonna be like, what?
Yeah, and that's a lot of things. It doesn't make sense, but then when you put the cuts together and you make the movie, and I'm sure they're going to sell lots and lots and lots of tickets.
It could be the worst movie ever, and we'd still go see it.
Yeah, I grew up in the 80s, and everything was licensed, right? You'd have an Atari game or a Nintendo game, and they'd license it and put something on there that you like, let's say, I don't know, Transformers or something. And everybody would buy it just because the name's on it, right? And that's kind of how, I hope that's not what happens here with the Minecraft movie.
Minecraft's been making a lot of merchandise recently too. And like,
and I buy it too.
And I've seen more games starting to do this. And more, it seems like gaming is starting to spread into like movies and TV shows. Like, there's, like, the Halo TV show that came out. There's the new Fallout show that's coming out soon. There's a lot of video game-influenced TV shows instead of TV show-influenced video games.
Yeah, and they've tried that. I think in the 90s or early 2000s, you had Tomb Raider, I think they made a movie out of. And things like that. And they never really worked well. But then recently, the Mario movie came out.
That was an amazing movie.
And it's a absolutely incredible movie. So I have hope for these. And there have been a few. I believe it was kind of a talk about scary stuff. I think it was called Silent Hill. And that's terrifying.
Wasn't that a movie-influenced video game?
I'm pretty sure it was the video game first. And, wow. And yeah, the movie came out. And it's absolutely terrifying. And just a warning, that is not family friendly by any means there. So don't look too far into that if you're not prepared for that. I am glad, Kangamar, that you're having fun with these add-ons and stuff. I love hearing from you about them because I'm not probably going to try out most of them. So
yeah, I've only played a few modded like servers and stuff on Java with friends with huge mod packs that change all kinds of stuff. And I'm not a huge fan of them. It's fine to play and mess around with. But there is one thing that I either want in the game or UBS need to code an add-on to just be able to pick up animals and mobs. Like, I just want to go up to a cow and just pick it up and carry it.
Yeah, I think you probably could do that with an add-on fairly simply. I'm thinking of the coding side, so any of you coders out there, I'm sure it's super simple for you. But I'm guessing just an interaction, you have a button that you interact with the animal.
You have it to becomes animate it and everything, though.
It becomes an item in your inventory,
no.
And then you place the item.
That's
and it creates the animal again. That's how the coding backend would work.
But like on the Java one, once you picked it up, you couldn't move your hotbar slots. Like you couldn't go over to a block then. You just had a, you were just holding the animal. And I think it would be abused by Minecraft players because instead of using wheat to get your cows into a pen, it would just be, oh, I'm going to pick up the cow, drop it into the pen, pick up a cow, drop it into the pen. And there's some other games I've played that are like that, and it's really fun. And it looks really silly to just carry around like a villager or something.
That would make it easier to carry a villager around, wouldn't it? Be so much easier than transporting them. I've been doing a lot of that lately.
Yeah, I don't like villagers currently.
In fact, that brings us to our time to talk about Minecraft, and that's what I've been doing myself. I helped you last week on live stream.
Yeah, you say help. It's become more of a curse.
Yeah, I brought you some villagers, didn't I?
I thought this was going to be a good idea. Get a nice villager trading hall before they change how trading works forever.
Yeah, and so you have a lot of villagers because I brought you two. I had two in my, basically under my church area for whatever reason. They were hiding in the basement of the church. And I made two more, had some babies, put them in a boat, and I dragged them over to your place. Now, I had to dig into the wall and drop them down, and it was a whole adventure. So check out my live stream on our YouTube channel, by the way, and you can see what that's all about. But I got them over to you, right where you wanted them, and I'm assuming then you made a whole bunch more, right?
I have like 50 now. And they were working great. I had them all lined up, workstations in front of them. Everything was working fine.
Good. I'm glad it's working for you.
And then some of them started to not restock their trades.
Oh, they're not restocking.
So they delinked from their workstations and linked to a different one.
Bedrock villagers delinking on you? Not possible.
I didn't know that was a thing. Like, I just thought...
that's been going around for years and years and years.
Well, the last time I built a trading hall was on hardcore, so on Java. And it just, you put them there, you put the workstation in front of them, and they were good to go. It's really stupid that they delink.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a bug or what, but they do tend to delink, or they'll relink to other ones. I think sometimes it happens when you update the game, or... chunk border things. I'm not sure all the bugs that are involved with it. I'm pretty sure though, if you put water at their feet,
and that's what I'm doing
from delinking.
I think that's what it needs. So I've started doing that.
So hopefully we can make that work for you. But that's kind of funny that you had them all set, right? You had your trades already going and locked in, and then they started locking to different workstations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to trap them in basically a one wide block.
Yeah, just so I can actually get to them and not have to run through a flood of villagers.
One thing you could do is you could keep all the types in one room and have the workstations around, if that makes sense.
You know how hard that would be for librarians?
To find the right one?
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't have to be a big room.
Yeah, but when I have every enchant in the game...
Rename them.
I guess, but then I have a bunch of villagers running around.
Yeah.
No, I want them to be...
It gives ambience to your base, and you'll have movement.
No ethical villager storage.
Yeah, you just keep them locked up. They can't even... No wonder they stopped trading and working. Yeah, keep them locked up, little. See, they're mad at you. That's not a bug. That's a feature.
It was easier to kill... I killed two withers this week. One on livestream, and one just off livestream.
Well, do you really get credit for the wither on the one you killed on your live stream?
I used a warden.
Yes, it was pretty good.
The warden still died, so I had to kill it a little bit. It just got most of the health taken away. It was awesome.
That's funny. Is that how you got your second one, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although the second one, the warden did not do as well. I think it's because I spawned it in the same area I did the first one, so there was like a big crater underground. So I think the open space hurt the warden because the wither had more space to fly around. But that's just how I do it now. I just use a warden to kill a wither.
Well, that's one way to do it. And if you don't know what we're talking about, that's also on our YouTube channel, isn't it, Littlesy?
Yeah. Easiest way to kill a wither.
There you go. on our live chat on our Discord. Make sure you join our Discord if you're not, so you can be a part of that whenever we record the show. Wire Guy says skill issues, and Wire Guy also says no credit. You don't get credit for that. The Wither gets the credit for, the Warden gets the credit for killing the Wither.
I still wrangled the Warden.
That is true.
That is my official.
There is some skill there.
That is my official title here at TBP Industries is Warden Wrangler.
Warden Wrangler. I like that.
That's my official title.
Maybe we need to change your gamer tag from Little C to no. Warden Wrangler.
No, it's
rebrand
little,
everything. It's, start over.
It's Little C the Warden Wrangler.
I like it. It's a title.
Yeah.
I like
my job title.
Very nice.
Yours is just Auto Sorter Man.
Yeah, speaking of Auto Sorter, I have been dealing with that a little bit. I played a little bit last night, and basically, I have the functioning part of the sorter built. At least 212 item slots. Well, I needed something to be a filler block in there, right? To fill the last four slots of the hoppers. And the way I have it set up, you're going to need 41 of whatever item that you want sorted out is going to be in that first slot. That'll keep it from overflow protection and stuff. You can use more in the other slots, and then you need less in that first one, but it won't protect from overflow that way into the next one. So things like maybe diamonds that you're not going to overflow on, you'd be okay with.
Wait, you won't overflow on diamonds?
Well, I'm just giving an example. Most people wouldn't overflow. We play a little differently, Little C. So I had to figure out, and you were saying, oh, well, use stone and just rename it or something like that, which is good. But apparently somebody next to my beacon that I have out of iron blocks at my base, somebody built another beacon, but they built it out of bone blocks. And it even had a beam coming out of the top out of bone blocks. The beam was made out of bone blocks. So it went way up in the sky. And the pyramid at the bottom, all bone blocks. So I started tearing that down. I don't know where it came from. I don't know who gave it to me and why they built it. But thank you to whoever that is. I have an idea of who that is. I'm pretty sure I know who that is. But anyways, I made that into bone meal. And then I also crafted it into white dye for an extra step. And then I renamed it to something very, very unique. I basically used like the word filler, and I changed the color of it so it has a color code, and I used like a 3 instead of an E and all that kind of stuff. So it's very, very unique.
Yeah, I always
and
do that for filler items.
Yep, that's going to be my filler block. So that's about all I played as far as this week, and that was last night. I stayed up kind of late doing that. I have one section done, so about half of my sorter, I have the filler blocks in, and then I got to kind of design. I have to think through where I want the items sorted. Probably want all the stone type items in one section, have the valuables in another section, the plants in another. And I really need to think about how many slots I need, all of that stuff. But that's fun to me, right? Is doing this. I actually, the functional part of it, that was the fun part. This part is not so fun for me. And then I also have to come up with a decoration. Kind of started playing with that a little bit. Of course, spruce trap doors to cover the hoppers. What else works? Nothing. That's about the only option. And then I think I'm going old school because I am old and going with smooth stone half slabs for make like a little archway over the top or something. I don't know.
So you're
exactly.
Just rebuilding your season 2 storage room?
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of what I'm thinking. That same basic idea. I really like it.
Yeah.
It's a good design. So
it was you. It looked like you built it.
Exactly. There you go. Thank you.
I think, yeah, finding where all the items go and just sorting them that way is the hardest part.
Yeah.
Like, because you have to figure out what's practical. And that's what I struggled with for a while with my storage room, which mine's not auto, so I don't need 5 million chests to store everything. I have, like, 50. And then that's why I don't want an auto sorter. A lot of people are like, you should build an auto sorter. Build an auto sorter. I don't want to. I like having multiple items. Like, I have all the different types of andesite things in the andesite chest, and it's just way more practical for me.
Yeah, I am debating if I want to go ahead and, because I've dug out the other side of this underground area, so I could totally double this auto sorting capacity, which would be kind of nice. It'd be what, 524 slots? No, 424. Math is hard. And I think I might do that because I enjoy the build part of that so much. I might just do that. And it's just repeating the same design over and over. I don't know what I'm going to do. Okay, so the elephant in the room this week, huge elephant, it's right here. Windows 10 Bedrock Edition. There's a big problem. Little C, do you know much about this?
No, I haven't had any issues and I've been playing all week.
So there was an update. We read it on the changelogs last week. It was 1.20.70/71. It would have been 71 for Windows Edition. I downloaded it from the Microsoft Store, like I usually do, and I had zero issues.
And that's how I always installed the update, too.
Didn't know there was a problem, but apparently people update in other ways. They update through the launcher or the Xbox app. There's different ways to update it, I guess. Never done it that way. And people were completely losing all of their worlds. That's not good. That's a huge bug.
Yeah, I've had a few people that lost all their worlds I know of. And I'm like, I don't know what your issue is.
Right. I feel bad for them. But so since then, you can't get the update now. It's not possible to get that update. It's not available, at least not officially. I'm sure there might be another way to get it. Not sure how that works. So we have some players that can't get on because the server updated. I made sure to update that. And in fact, we'll read it. We're actually on 1.20.72 now that came out this week too. And I've been updating the server, but if you're still on the 1.20.60 something, then you can't play because it's kind of a major update kind of thing. So that kind of stinks. And I thought by the time, like I thought maybe they'd come out with the bug fix and fix it by Wednesday or Thursday or something, but it still hasn't come out.
That's weird.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it a little bit more as we get into the change logs, but that's crazy. I'm trying to think anything else going on Minecraft for me. Not really. As far as real life, we're kind of gearing up for doing music stuff at church. It is Easter coming up here pretty soon.
There's like 50 different special things we have to do. There's so much.
Yeah, it gets very stressful for us in the tech booth, you doing the video and me doing the sound stuff. So we're kind of doing that. That's part of the reason why we're recording early is because we're going to be busy all weekend. And as far as trucking, I left out really early on Monday. Usually I don't leave until like 9, 10, 11 in the morning, usually on Mondays. I left at like before 5 a.m. I left the house. That's crazy for me.
That is very early.
I ended up driving all the way. We live in Northeast Indiana. Drove all the way down to Arkansas and made a delivery. So got that done Monday night. And that did not stop me from playing Civilization 6 this week and staying up really, really late almost every day this week. So that's kind of crazy. And then as far as the trucking world goes, it's getting really hard out there. It's harder and harder to make any money at all just to make a living. Fuel prices are up, rates are down. Kind of crazy. I did end up getting home early today because there's just nothing to do kind of thing. So I'm actually starting about thinking of changing my career or something. Maybe I could become like, I don't know, a Walmart greeter or something.
I mean, you are old.
Yeah, see, I fit right in now. I don't know.
You're not a nice looking. I would not want to walk into a Walmart and just see Bearded Sloth just standing there. Does Walmart even have greeters nowadays?
I don't even know. Or maybe, possibility, y'all listeners can really share the podcast and blow this thing up and make it into something and we can make a career out of this. That would be terrific. Or the YouTube channel. Both would be great.
Neither are going to happen.
I know that. I understand, but it would be cool if that did. That would be nice. I would totally put my time into that instead of trucking if that's what it took. All right, Little, see what you've been up to this week in real life.
So a lot of the same stuff with like the church things and doing a lot of prep and things for that. And I did play a little bit of Civ this week, not a lot though. I think I played Trucking Sim 2 a little bit, but mostly just Minecraft this week. And I rearranged my desk setup, kind of. I took my desk had like some storage thing on top of it, so I took that off. So now I just have flat desk surface. And I moved my computer to like the other side and the way my my microphone arm and everything. And it's funny how just moving things around makes it feel like a brand new setup.
Yeah, it looks nice though. It's very clean. The setup's nice and clean and it looks nice. And is it more functional for you this way?
It's more functional in the fact that now I can do upgrades that I've wanted to do. Like I can get a bigger computer case. I could get a third monitor if I wanted and just things like that.
Very nice.
Not that I'm going to anytime soon, but I can.
Right. Yeah. It opens up possibilities for you. Very nice. All right. Well, let's move on from our stuff.
The past week in Minecraft, all info from Minecraft.net.
All right. They did come out with Minecraft Bedrock 1.20.72. Came out Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. It is a new update is now available to address stability issues introduced with the 1.20.70 update. The update is currently available on Android and PlayStation 4, and other platforms will receive the update soon. 1.20.70 remains unavailable for Windows, and we're continuing to work on a solution. We'll make an announcement as soon as the update becomes available again. We appreciate your continued patience as we work to address this issue. And the fixes in this update just says fix several crashes that could occur during gameplay. And yes, that's all that's on the changelog. I thought for sure by now they'd have a fix for this Windows thing. This announcement came out on Tuesday, and here we are Friday afternoon and still no fix. It must be a major, major bug.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't just try to change something back to how it was the update before.
Yeah, I don't know what they're implementing that broke it so bad that it would delete your files, your world files like that. That's crazy to me. I wonder, too, if part of it is because they took it off the store, if they need more time to get it basically, I don't know what the term is, but basically authorized from the stores and all that to get it back up there ready to go. Because I know, like on PlayStation, for instance, I know they have to get it approved several days before it actually comes out kind of thing.
I think that's any console.
Right. So I wonder if there's something there too with that. All right. Next up is Minecraft Java Snapshot 24W12A. This came out the next day, Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Experimental update 1.21. Please note, in order to try these new features, you must turn on the update 1.21 experimental data pack. Additions: Trial Chambers Exploration Map.
This is cool. I think it's nice because you'd never find one of these just naturally. You're never just going to be walking around and stumble upon one like you do the things with the brushes. I don't know what they're called, but whatever those structures are, you just randomly find them.
Right.
You don't randomly find these unless you're... It's like an ancient city. I'm amazed those don't have maps for them.
I know somebody was just talking about this before this actually released, before they announced this, that, yeah, you basically, the only way to find them is just you randomly come upon them at the exact Y level of where you need them, so... If you're just mining and you don't really cave that much and stuff, you'd never find them. But with this, you might. And so the details on here that they have, struggle no more to locate a trial chamber. Level up your nearest cartographer to journeyman for the opportunity to trade for an explorer map pointing to a nearby trial chamber. And then with that, they added the following advancements: Minecraft Trial Edition, step foot in a trial chamber, under lock and key, unlock a vault using a trial key, challenge, minus 40 XP, blowback, kill a breeze with a deflected wind charge. Who needs rockets? Use a wind charge to launch yourself upward at least 8 blocks. Crafters crafting crafters. Be near a crafter when it crafts a crafter. I like that. That's a fun one. So you craft a crafter by using a crafter.
That's too much crafting.
Yeah, I love it when they add advancements. There's a few more here. Lighten up. Scrape a copper bulb with an axe to make it brighter. Overkill. Deal 50 hearts of damage in a single hit using the maze.
I think Java has such better advancements. Maybe it's because you notice them more because they have, like, the advancement menu is, like, more of, like, a chart where you kind of can scroll along and see.
I do like that chart a lot.
And also, each world has its own. So, like, on Jericho, every season, your advancements are restarted. And I like both. I wish you could have both on Bedrock. Where you have it, like, what you have now on Bedrock, where you have the any world that's real survival, and you have all the advancements for everywhere. But it'd be cool if they had it also on worlds, where you'd get it, like, you start a new world, and you open your inventory, you get to open the inventory advancement. And I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, I like that idea, too. I've always liked advancements. We actually looked into an add-on to put advancements, just like Java Edition, onto Jericho SMP. And I never did it because there's a lot to it, and it probably would just add to lag issues and stuff. And the problem is, any add-on you put on that I didn't create, it's harder. Let's say we have an update and it breaks, it's harder to get it working again. On something like Jericho SMP, I want it fairly stable. So that's the reason why I didn't do that. All right, getting back to the snapshot changes here. Trial chambers now generate slightly more rarely and a bit more spaced out from each other.
That's good, because I already feel like I run into ancient cities too much.
Right, and now that you have a map to find it, there's really no reason to have them all over the place. Changes here to heavy core can now be waterlogged, survives lava flows. Most efficient tool is now the pickaxe. Adjusted destroy time and explosion resistance.
The heavy core, yeah, it's cool. You can craft a mace with it. I'm just using it as decoration block. It does look nice.
Yeah, I like that.
That's like conduits make great decoration blocks.
All right, and then the stable release stuff, really not a lot going on there. Just the data pack version is now 36 and resource pack version is now 30. And of course, there's more in the change logs. We will have the link in our description. All right, one more here, little C. We have to get to Minecraft Bedrock Beta /preview 1.20.80.23. That's one more than last week. This came out Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. The experimental stuff, that's official there. Experimental update 1.21. Please note, in order to try these new features, you must turn on the update 1.21 experimental toggle. Additions, trial chambers exploration map. Enhancements to finding friends in Bedrock preview. In the latest Bedrock preview, we improved the way you connect with players in Minecraft. To help you follow and friend players, we added multiple features, including lists of recommended and suggested friends, improved search to give partial results while you are typing, ability to share your profile information through a QR code or a share link, a handy button that copies your gamer tag to the clipboard. Please try out these new features and let us know what you think at the link they have.
Minecraft needs a built-in social media.
Well, I think that's kind of what they're going for.
All over Minecraft. Could you imagine Twitter or X, but just on built into Minecraft? They would have to hire like 5,000 people just to moderate it.
Yeah, it would get crazy. Even their Discord is crazy sometimes. But I like this idea. What do you think of it? I like this. I don't think
it's anything like big, like this update. None of it is really, it seems more like it's just kind of the Xbox app being reskinned and put into Minecraft. It's not like anything too big.
Well, yeah, I just like the idea that you can find the friends and stuff. I like being able to share the link so somebody doesn't have to necessarily, like, I have numbers in my gamer tag. So you don't necessarily have to remember all the numbers. You just copy the link and give them the link and they become your friend, right?
Imagine having numbers in your gamer tag. Such a noob.
I know. I should change that sometime. All right, let's get on to the stable side of this beta preview. Now, remember, this isn't actual game. This is still preview stuff, but you don't have to have that toggle switch on. changes here fixed an issue preventing iOS devices from auto-locking and going to sleep while idle after the player leaves any world. Camera now changes to third-person view on death screen. The updated You Died screen is no longer experimental. Thank you for all of the feedback you have sent in about the updated feature. Armadillos no longer rotate to look at the player shortly after rolling up. The wolf stuff here. Wolf variants spawned using the slash summon command can now be tamed. The rules for selecting certain wolf variants when spawned using a spawn egg or the slash summon command have been broadened. Rusty wolf is now selected in all jungle biomes as defined by the biome tag Minecraft Jungle. Spotted wolf is now selected in all savanna biomes as defined by the biome tag Minecraft Savanna. Striped wolf is now selected in all Badlands biomes as defined by the biome tag Minecraft Mesa. Wolf armor now renders correctly when placed in item frames. And they're still working on the editor stuff there. If you're interested in that, of course, check out the actual change logs. And then, yeah, and that's pretty much it on that one. So not a whole lot going on with those things. They broke something on Minecraft, and that's about it.
Now it's time for
listener questions.
Our first question comes from Kangamar. My nephew Billy switched from playing creative to survival mode, so he has joined our realm. If you could say hi to him, he'd love it. Hello. He is trying to enchant an item and wanted to ask what's a good way to gain XP. Ignoring building complicated farms, what do you think the best or most fun way to get XP playing the game?
Howdy, Billy. I didn't say hi. I say howdy. I say that to everybody, too, by the way.
How dare you not listen to direction?
So, thanks for becoming friendly enough with us that I said howdy to you, Billy. Hope you enjoy the show. And I hope you also ask more questions like this and any comments you want for the future show, too. So, I love it. As far as XP, I do like having a portal-ticking gold farm, but that does get kind of complicated, right? So, I would say fishing is the most fun way to get XP for me.
That's like the slowest way to get XP.
The most fun way, though, for me. I didn't say it's the best way. Yeah. I said it's the most fun way. Unless, of course, you need to mend something with the XP, then fishing doesn't work unless you're on Java Edition.
Yeah, because on offhand, I wish we had that just to mend tools.
Right. Then I would say maybe eliminate animals with your sword and then be far enough away back up and then put the tool in your hand to mend the thing up. That's one way to do it. Or if you're wearing armor, you can mend that all the time by doing that. And that does work for fishing too, by the way. I used to use an auto furnace setup and it would basically just perpetually build up XP. The more stuff you smelted in that furnace over and over and over and over. And then
it would just never refresh when you took an item out.
Right. And then you'd put a hopper underneath it and you'd put power to that and you'd stack up an item in there. You'd pull it out and you'd get this massive amount of XP. That was a bug. I think we had it on season 2, probably even part of season 3, and then they fixed it.
The way you're explaining it, I don't think it's a good way, because there are still furnace XP farms. You can still have that. You can still pull an item out of XP. It builds up XP in a furnace and an auto smelter. It's just not glitched to the point of where you have infinite XP.
Right. It takes quite a bit. And you can still, yeah.
And it still works well. Like,
yeah, it works. Yeah. Absolutely. It's just not like it. I used to have pull, I'd get basically 50 XP one point.
You can still do that if you smelled a lot. Like, that's the auto kelp farm advisory and I have. We get tons of XP out of it.
So there you go. That's
but
another
that's
one.
Probably not. That gets really complicated with once you start messing with furnaces and keeping track of everything.
Right.
I think getting XP is kind of hard, especially when trying to get maxed out gear where you have to enchant. Combine stuff in anvils and do all kinds of stuff. Outside of ticking gold farms, which is a bedrock thing, and then just enderman farms in the end, for both bedrock and Java, those things are amazing. I would suggest trading with villagers. If you do it a lot, you can get some really good XP. And, like, if you just have some stonemasons and you have tons of stone laying around like I do because you just mine massive areas for no reason, I've been selling stone to them and getting tons. Or you can chop trees and sell sticks to fletchers, and that's a great way to get emeralds and XP, and that's usually how I've been doing it now that I have a somewhat functional trading hall.
As long as they stay linked, right, little Z?
Yeah, but if you don't do it in a trading hall style and do it how you were talking about with just a rooms, it'd be fine.
Yeah, there you go. So that's another way to do that. Thank you so much for that question. Next question comes from Wire Guy. What mob, when you see it, you immediately have to unalive it, and why is it the panda?
It's not the panda!
Are you sure?
Y'all really need to stop killing pandas. I don't get this. What is your guys' hatred with pandas? They're so cute and huggable, and I just want a big panda to hug. And they have personalities! Like, I get... Okay, if you want to unalive a villager or two, that's fine. They're villagers. But pandas, they have personalities. This is the one with the little snot in his nose, the playful one, the angry one, the anxious one. There's just all these. They're so cute. Stop killing the pandas. Save the pandas.
Well, Wire Guy, definitely a panda because I just know they're up to something.
I don't think I answered his question. But you know what? Since you said that, I'm not going to actually answer it. So save the pandas.
Plus, by the way, when you unalive a panda, it's a great wholesome source of XP and bamboo.
If your base is filled with pandas tomorrow, don't even ask me.
Wire Guy in the live chat actually responds here. This is great. When we read your question and you're part of the live show, you can commentate right with us. He says, unalive all the things. He just unalives everything.
I'm not gonna go near his shop anymore.
That's terrifying. Get XP everywhere. Yeah, bamboo. Great source of bamboo. Eliminate the pandas.
Oh, I just thought of what I... Yeah. You know what a good source of XP is? Other players.
Yeah, if you have PvP on.
Or just kill Ender Dragons. That's a good
source.
Actually,
just get them to...
Fall.
Fall or something. And then grab their... What is it? 7 levels of XP or something is what it is if you're empty. Something like that. Wire Guy also says he got a pink sheep eliminated yesterday.
Wow.
Pink sheep are supposed to be rare. I see them kind of often.
Well, that's like brown pandas. They're super rare. And I've tried to get one before, but because our spawn on Jericho is out of jungle, we get a lot.
Yeah, we do. All right. That's awesome. Thank you for those questions. I love answering the questions. Remember, our listener questions can be Minecraft related or not. Just keep them family friendly. Email us, contact@theblockpartymc.com, or join our Discord and leave them right there.
Now it's time for everyone's favorite part of the show, panda supporters and the other people. It's
like me.
Alike, holy bookworms, joke of the week.
How does a lumberjack know how many trees he has cut down?
He keeps a log book.
That's kind of funny. That's kind of a good one. That's kind of clever.
You should be able to make paper out of logs in Minecraft. I just thought of that. And yeah, bamboo and
I agree with
everything.
That. Maybe you'd have to have like a mill workstation or something.
Maybe that's what the fletching table. That doesn't really make sense to make paper in a fletching table.
Not really. But I don't know.
I don't know.
Something to think about. All right. It's been a great show. Thank you all for listening. We really, really appreciate it. There are going to be some changes on the podcast, how we're actually hosting it and stuff. It shouldn't affect y'all, but if you see something kind of odd, that's probably why we're transitioning that. Other than that, you can help support the show by subscribing to the podcast. Find the link in the description to subscribe. It truly helps us out and is super, super appreciated. And best of all, you'll get access to more of us with the After Hours show and all of our early episodes of The Block Party. And I wouldn't have to be a Walmart greeter. You can help us out by getting the word out about The Block Party podcast by telling everyone you run into, including all the panda lovers, about the show. And tell them to visit theblockpartymc.com.
We want to hear from you. We love your comments and questions. You can join our Discord or email us at contact@theblockpartymc.com.
Thank you all for being here. We truly do appreciate it. Make sure to tell everyone, and I mean everyone, about The Block Party, a Minecraft podcast. I'm Bearded Sloth, and now I gotta eat my coffee.
And I'm Little C. Bye.